I first met Shona through a contemporary art fair in Melbourne, and I really like her work, and I've got several of her works at home, but small ones. And in fact, when my husband died, instead of a tombstone, which I don't like much, I bought one of Shona's works, something like the size of that one, and that's now in the school where he worked, as an honour to him. And her work is so beautiful. And I also think she's such a well-regarded sculptor overseas, and she wasn't well represented in Australian galleries.
How would you describe her work? For people who are listening to this and wondering what her work looks like, does it have a common theme to it?
She's got a variety of styles, and people could see that on the website if they were interested to follow that up. But these particular figures, she has a theme of these fairly willowy, long figures, very grand, very beautifully finished. You'll see when it's unveiled that the patina on the bronze is a really important part of it. It apparently takes quite a long time for that finish.
Well, Shona, congratulations. It must be nice to finally see the works, is it, in their home?
Oh, it's a fantastic thing. It's an amazing opportunity to have them in this space, in this beautiful surrounding. And this size, because it's actually realising the work properly.
So just give us a little bit of the background, because you were talking in your speech about some Indigenous influences and other bits and pieces. Just sort of summarise some of that for us, into what's led to these pieces.
It started off in my childhood, going up north with my father, who's a painter, and looking for these caves that he'd already discovered to show me, basically. And they were very influential in my life, because there are these two huge guardian figures on a boulder outside one of the major caves. And they were warding off evil spirits. That's how I saw it. And I just felt in awe I felt like a spiritual something, awakening or something. And they've just stayed with me, seeing these guardian figures. And you go, and I went into the cave, and that was a really beautiful cave. So it was protecting something that was sacred and important. And from there, I've gone into other cultures and seen other beautiful guardian figures in other cultures, and just know it's important. It's part of our archetypal language as human beings.
So what's the process then that leads from that to the actual figures being in front of us? Yeah, what do you go through in order to arrive at what we have now?
You sort of just start mucking around with, you're playing in the studio basically, and then they come together and you start to recognise that it's come from something, and that it's actually connecting with something inside yourself. And they just move from small pieces to larger pieces as you develop the language of them.
And the final shapes then, because one is quite straight and one has a very pronounced curve in the middle. Is there any reasons for those?
I guess it's that one feels female and it's rounded, and she represents night in a way, and the night feeling is closed. So she's closed and she's intuitive and quiet, and even her eyes are closed, just to sort of get that feeling. The other one's straight, and that's a male, and it's like day, and he's open and objective, I guess. That's the feeling. It's an open view, and yeah, a different side of the brain.
Now, living and working in Italy, as you do, I understand, how hard is it to be so far away working on something that you know is going to end up here in Warrnambool?
I come from here. I know this land. No, I think it's being connected to... I think you fit everywhere on the globe, actually. But I think Australia has something really important. That's we're free. We're free. We haven't got the culture that other cultures have got, the traditions. So we actually seem to take a little bit from everywhere. And I think we're developing our own. We seem to be going out and collecting.
And picking their final, I don't know if it will be their final resting place, but certainly they're where they are now at the moment, yeah. I mean, what goes into that? And are you happy, I guess, I mean, with seeing them now where they are in front of the gallery?
Oh, I love seeing them. We actually chose it. John Cunningham and I stood outside the gallery with our arms up high to represent the guardians as they were going to come. And it felt like the right spot. We got the feeling of where we'd like to have it between us, and it was really beautiful. Yeah. No, they feel great.